Conference Committee on General Government Appropriations and Government Operations will now come to order. Michelle, please call the roll.
Senate conferees, Senator Hayes.
Here.
Senator Brandis.
Here.
Senator Brannon.
Here.
Senator Dean.
Here.
Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Soto.
Here.
Senator Stargell. Senate at large, Senator Gardner. Senator Joyner. Senator Margolis. Senator Richter. Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Thrasher. House conferees, Chairman Ingram.
Here.
Representatives Antone.
Here.
Danish.
Here.
Harrell.
Here.
Hudson.
Here.
Nelson. Peters.
Here.
Renuart.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Here.
Saunders.
Here.
House at large, Representatives Baxley, Coley, Gibbons, Gonzalez, Holder, Jones, O'Toole, Roussan, Schenck, Thurston, Waldman, Williams, Workman, Young. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, Michelle. Senator Hayes, I'm pleased to provide you a second offer from the House on the budget. I'm also providing you a first offer on proviso and back of the bill sections. I believe this offer continues the great work we've taken during this conference. Look forward to working with you as we shade the rest of the lines on our spreadsheet. With the House offer, we have closed out the Department of Financial Services, Office of Insurance Regulation, Office of Financial Regulation, Department of the Lottery, Division of Administrative Hearings, and the Public Service Commission. And I hope we can close a few more agencies very soon. And you may have some remarks or comments. I'll let you.
Would you prefer I be quiet?
Or you're welcome to do that and bring us an offer at your convenience.
Well, Chairman Ingram, first, I want to say thank you to our staff. Your staff and my staff are champions, and I deeply appreciate the work that they do to help you and me look good, if we look good, that is.
That's a big
two old former football players right now. But we appreciate the work you've done on this. It's very comforting that we've got the issues closed out on the different agencies, the proviso, the back of the bill, the other things. Quite honestly, at this point, I'm not prepared to say, okay, fine, let's meet at 8 o'clock in the morning and finish it off. I'd like a couple of hours, maybe more, depending. Let's give us time to consider what you've offered us here, and then we'll get in touch with your staff and notice the next meeting to say, let's get together again.
Greg, would you envision that we need to keep members here tonight a little longer,
no?
You mean for okay, good. So
no,
so.
And quite honestly, out of respect for your committee and your staff, we have another committee with agriculture, environmental protection, fish and game, that we have some serious issues, all the water projects and things like that we have to go over. So, give us some time to assimilate all that information. This is a good offer. I'm confident, and I don't think we'll probably find very many exceptions to it. But there's no need in your team hanging around tonight. Go home and enjoy yourselves, and let your family enjoy you, you know?
Very good.
We'll get together sometime tomorrow. We'll put out a notice and go from there.
Sounds good. So keep an eye on your email. We're on the one-hour notice, so do be available tomorrow when possible. And we look forward to seeing you. Any questions or comments, members? Seeing none, Senator. Senator Antone. Representative Antone, you recognize?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a question, and maybe I don't understand the process, but on line item 193, I think, under the Department of Management Services, there's $50,000 that's been agreed to on a relocation by the Public Employees Relations Commission. Is there any way to reopen that, reconsider it? I've learned they actually need $300,000 for relocation in June. Right now we've only provided $50,000, and I was hoping that was something that we could maybe reconsider.
How about this? Obviously, it's grayed out now, and I'd hate to reopen something, but Senator Hayes reconsiders his offer. We'll stay in touch in the renegotiation process. He wants to offer it. I'm willing to look at it. Obviously, we have to find where that would come from. But I guess between now and when the Senate makes their counteroffer.
All I got to say right now, my first impression is $300,000 move is a pretty fancy move. But you know, we'll look at it. But my my initial impression is thanks, but no thanks. If the agency can justify the additional $250,000, or if they can attempt to justify it, perhaps we'll listen to them. But where are they moving from and to? It's just across town, right?
And
I'm sorry, $300,000 is a mighty fancy move. You and I don't move that. U-Haul rents trucks much cheaper than that.
Representative, I know that our staff had reached out often, early and often, to try to get a number on what they would need to move, and I don't know if we got a good response, and so that's why the number is what it is right now. And so, and I know that involved in that moving cost is not simply the move. I know they pay for other things into the place they move in, technology, phones, things like that. So I understand why the number that they asked for might be higher. But we did, as a House and as a Senate, reach out and try to get information on how much they would need for the move. I don't think we got that, and that's why we have the number we have. Senator Soto, you recognize?
Thank you, Chairman. And if both the Chamber and the House meet on about two positions for the Commission on Human Relations, since I know there's a gap of four and two, that could free up a little bit to have more of a two guys in a truck move rather than a fancy move, but sort of meet halfway. So that is a potential source to free up just a little bit of money. If you guys came down a little from the four and we came up a little from the one, and then use the excess salary to assist that a little bit, that could work out.
Thank you for the suggestion, Senator Soto. Any further questions or comments, members? Seeing none, thank you again for your input, members. With that, Senator Hayes moves we rise. Without objection, we are adjourned. Thank you.